there were two hearings. The first one was in front of yesterday, at least, and I think prior to that, there's one in Judge Dominguez. The day prior that Attorney Mike Maddox and Roger Bright had been involved in. Yesterday, there was one in front of Judge Greco, and that has been continued for additional testimony by an officer and perhaps other state witnesses. There was also one in front of Judge Conrad. I don't believe Paul was alone on the Judge Conrad one. I was present during the Dominguez or the one in front of Judge Greco, and there's not been any ruling on that yet.
Right. The main argument that the attorneys involved are arguing, I think, is that the First Amendment issue, that these are protesters in a park, they're exercising their First Amendment rights. Their occupation or encampment of the parks is a form of First Amendment expression and expressive conduct. I think the state attorney's office argument is, well, you're in a park. The city has the right to regulate the park and establish park operating hours. These protesters were in the park during hours when the park was closed, and they don't have a right to express or to protest in the park when the park is closed. And there can be those kind of restrictions, even on the First Amendment. So it becomes a balance between, do they have the right to exercise their First Amendment rights in a closed park after hours? And we'll see what happens with that, because that issue is going to be put in front of, like I said, I believe there's 20 or so of these cases that are pending.
Was there a ruling, though, in Alicia Dion's case? No?
No. That argued the motion, and we'll wait for a ruling on that.
But essentially, under these time, place, and manner restrictions, which is what they call the restrictions on the First Amendment, the state's argument, and we'll see how persuasive that is that after hours in a park, you no longer are entitled to your First Amendment protections. So that's what they're saying. Once the park's closed, doesn't matter. First Amendment doesn't apply there. So that's the restriction that a city or a state can regulate.
And with the RNC coming in October, in August, rather, that's something that's likely to happen, is that there's likely to be some protesters who try to camp in a park after hours. And this could kind of set, whatever happens here could possibly set a precedence for what happens in August.
I would definitely think so. I mean, especially with the parks nearby, we anticipate that happening. I think more so with the first issue, I think that's what you're going to see more of, because of the fact that if they were permitted to arrest subjects for sleeping on the sidewalk, or for banging on the sidewalk, or for placing items on the sidewalk, then that gives them more leverage to make arrests than just, in the city parks. Because as we were stating, the sidewalk's open at all hours, so they can't regulate that as much. But absolutely, in terms of, can they go to Curtis Hicks and Park and stay there at midnight and be in the park? I think this ruling will have, or these rulings, I should say, will have great effect upon what Tampa Police Department is able to do, and the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is able to do during the RNC.
So there still are a lot of people who have been arrested for trespassing and have not had final judgment yet. What's the next step? When will they find out?
In fact, I don't think there has actually been any ruling on any of the trespass motions. I believe the first order on any of the motions, period, was the one that came from Judge Conrad. Am I correct on that, Paul?
Right, on the city ordinance. The trespass motions have just started being litigated. Just started last Friday. Attorneys Roger Bright and Michael Maddox argued one of these motions on Friday, and then yesterday on Monday we argued a few more. So it'll likely be another 3 or 4 weeks before we start getting any decisions and opinions from judges on these trespass motions.